live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the health minister says individual countries can't go it alone when trying to tackle coronavirus. Simon Harris was speaking as Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he is not recommending that any major events be cancelled in the coming weeks. Ireland's economy was the fastest growing in Europe in 2019. CSO figures show GDP was up by 5.5%. However, with coronavirus and other pressing international issues, the same is not likely to be repeated in 2020. It's intended to develop a cultural district in Letterkenny. We'll speak to one of the people involved and the community representatives in Glenties. Pen an open letter to the council. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. The health minister has warned that individual countries can't go it alone when trying to tackle coronavirus. Simon Harris's comments come after a meeting of EU health ministers in Brussels earlier. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, meanwhile, said that he does not recommend the cancellation of any major events. There had been speculation that the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin might be cancelled. A parade in Steppeside was cancelled earlier today as a result of the coronavirus concerns. Well, Simon Harris says people should not feel any need to panic as the number of confirmed cases of the virus rises. He said EU countries will be working together to manage COVID-19, and that, he believes, is the only way to go.
The action or inaction of one member state has a direct consequence on other member states. We are all in this together. And if any country decides to try and go it alone, that simply isn't going to work. I mean, many of the things that people back in Ireland and indeed people in Europe suggest should be done in relation to trying to contain COVID-19 will not work if member states do it individually.
Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin president has decided not to travel to the US for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Mary Lou MacDonald had been due to attend a number of events in Washington, D.C. However, she has decided to stay in Ireland given the current situation in which her children's school is closed after a case of coronavirus was identified in a student there. The party's deputy leader, Michelle O'Neill, will visit the US on a short trip instead. Ireland's economy was the fastest growing in Europe in 2019. CSO figures show GDP was up 5.5%. Even when an adjustment is made for the contribution of multinationals, domestic demand was more than double the euro area average. However, Dermot O'Neill, the chief economist with Goodbodies, says there is a lot of uncertainty facing the economy now, particularly in relation to coronavirus.
The Irish economy entered 2020 with a significant amount of momentum. We would argue, though, that that's probably irrelevant at this point in time, given what is happening with regard to coronavirus and the effect that that's going to have on global economic activity. So that's probably stalled economic activity. So last year was good. The last 6 years were good, but we have a lot of uncertainty about what is coming over the next number of quarters.
Gardaí in Donegal are trying to trace a pleasure boat that was stolen from Kill Dunfanaghy this week. Margaret is a 24-foot-long white pleasure boat with a blue rim and a Volvo SSA outdrive attached. Gardaí believe it may have been taken between 7 and 11 last night. Any information, please, to Gardaí at Milford or Falkara. There are more details and a picture of the vessel on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, a recent search of a house in the Letterkenny area has resulted in the seizure of a large quantity of goods stolen from shops north and south of the border. It's believed these goods may have been advertised for sale via social media. Gardaí are asking people if they observe any similar goods advertised for sale online to make contact. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. It's intended to develop a cultural district in Letterkenny under an urban realm project, further details of which were released today. Led by Rathmullen-based architects Pasparakis Friel, the Reimagine Letterkenny project has been commissioned by the Irish Architecture Foundation. IAF Director Natalie Wadick says the project will improve connections between the Donegal County Museum, On Greenan Theatre and the Regional Cultural Centre. There'll be particular emphasis, she says, given to the pedestrian walkway that goes alongside the courthouse linking the three buildings. And we'll get back to Natalie a little later. Groups and organisations in Donegal are being urged to apply for funding under Healthy Ireland. The scheme offers small grants for projects with a minimum spend of €2,000 and a maximum of €5,000. It comprises €30,000 in total. The project is funded by the Department of Health and administered by the Local Community Development Committee in Donegal. It's available to non-for-profit local community groups and organisations which promote positive mental health and eligible activities. The Coherlach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Martin McDermott, says the initiative is a major step forward for the county.
Putting it out there and not making it such a taboo subject and allowing people to come and talk to other people. And this is an opportunity for local community groups to do this. And the fund is between 2,000 and 5,000, so it's quite a considerable amount of money to do something at a local level.
And what kind of community groups are eligible? What kind of criteria is there?
Well, any community group is eligible. All community groups in the county will be eligible to apply for the funding. I mean, there's a number of different things that you can do through the grant scheme. There's creative arts, there's play, there's education initiatives. So there's lots of different things. There's family supports as well, which could be another thing that could be done at a local level and to help out, you know, families or people that are in a dark place at the minute. And that could be done at a local level through, you know, communities where people feel maybe a bit more at ease in the local community and feel a bit more at ease instead of having to travel to other places. They can do these things at a local level. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for the county. It's something that we've talked about on numerous occasions about the mental health, how important your mental health is. I think this is a great step forward for Donegal to be able to do something at a local level on that. As I say, it's the first time that this has been done in the county, and I hope as many community groups as possible apply for the funding. And then over the next, from the 1st of March to the 30th of June, there'll be a number of events hopefully on around the county for people to avail of the services that's going to be there through this money.
A man from County Antrim is among four people arrested on suspicion of attempting to traffic children to the UK. Police officers found 10 people, believed to be from Southeast Asia, in a lorry near Ghent in Belgium yesterday. They arrested the driver, two men in Dover, and a man in County Antrim earlier. Two suspected firearms have also been seized in Kent. Well, returning to the Cultural District Plan for Letterkenny, the director of the Irish Architecture Foundation is Natalie Wadick. She says the project will improve connections between the museum, Ungridden Theatre and the Regional Cultural Centre.
It fits so neatly with the Reimagine initiative that we're delivering here in the Irish Architecture Foundation, which is funded by Creative Ireland. And over the past year, we have been identifying six towns, one of which is Letterkenny, and six different communities with different needs. And our role is to go into these towns like we did in Letterkenny many months ago and meet people there from different community groups, local authority, from the actual the organisations that are connected by that route you talk about, like the County Museum, Green On Theatre, Regional Cultural Centre. And everybody said, you know, it's great, Letterkenny has such amazing, great facilities, wonderful organisations, wonderful community, and then there is this walkway. And it's almost the thing that everybody collectively said, we need to look at this and address it.
And there has been some preliminary design work done, some preliminary sketches are available. People kind of have a look at those, make their views known and see how they can be built on.
They're going to utilise the gable ends of those buildings in some shape or form to commission some artworks, but also use the pathways and utilise some planting. Simple, effective, creative interventions led by this team, but as part of a collective conversation with the local community. And it's literally just about talking to people and opening up the whole idea and the whole area. And this is your public realm, and we want you to use it better. We want you to enjoy using it.
And that was Natalie Wadick there of the Irish Architecture Foundation. Community representatives in Glenties have penned an open letter calling on the council to address major safety concerns over the road and footpaths on the main street in the village. The letter claims that the road through the main thoroughfare in Glenties hasn't been resurfaced in 20 years. They say the footpaths are so worn and uneven, they now pose a major safety risk to pedestrians. The secretary of the Glenties community group, Richard Quigley, says there have been injuries already.
Unfortunately, in the last couple of weeks, we have had instances where people have actually tripped on the footpath, the main street, which has been caused by a red stone which has been hitting the footpath, now protruding up through the tarmac. So we don't want any further instances of this happening. The street has gone long enough without having any attention. The main contract for the scheme from Letchurilly to Kilrain is due to go to tender in the next month or two. And we don't see why that the main street of Glenties itself, about 700 metre stretch of the main street, shouldn't be included in this scheme to be properly resurfaced.
Now, the fact that you have resorted to this open letter must mean that there's an awful lot of, you know, I suppose, anger within the community. Do the community of Glenties as a whole feel a sense of neglect here?
They do. They do, to be honest. You know, we, as a development group, have been fighting long and hard on various fronts to try and get some infrastructure improved around Glenties, footpaths and roadways in particular. But the main street is now becoming a cause of concern. We have had issues too around the bridge where Irish Water had carried out some work in relation to a subsidence issue was there. It wasn't reinstated properly. In fact, it was left in quite an awful condition as far as we were concerned. And to see things left like that and to see the street surface essentially crumbling as it is at the minute, particularly around the area of the Bank of Ireland, it's gone very bad. There is a feeling that we're being left out, particularly when the Let You Ready to Kill Rain scheme is essentially stopping at the 50-kilometre sign either side of the town.
And that was the Secretary of the Glenties Community Group, Richard Quigley. Almost €370,000 has been allocated for the development of a new sports campus on land owned by Letterkenny Institute of Technology in the Knocknamona area of the town. An application was made by the College and Donegal County Council under the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. If delivered, the Council says this would represent a significant development in the context of sports infrastructure in Letterkenny. Councillor Kieran Brogan says this has the potential to further enhance LYIT's contribution to sports development in Donegal.
They have the land up in Knocknamona and they have been very innovative in this area. They have received funding of $326,000 with a project that's going to, I suppose, take sporting on to another level. And I think the LYT have acknowledged over this last number of years the whole area of sport infrastructure and how important it is, and they've had huge success. So it's great to see that the LYT are fully committed and moving this project on, and I suppose from Donegal County Council perspective, we'll be glad to help and support this project because the LYT is a huge team player in the county in many, many, many areas. I think it's great that we as a council can support them in every way we can.
As well as providing facilities for students and for the wider community in terms of use. Such a sports campus could also enhance the opportunities for LYIT to offer courses in sport, be it in PE or be it in other areas of sports management.
There's no doubt. I mean, the LYIT has been huge leaders in the whole area of sports development over the last decade or so, and they've always been very much to the fore of sport in the county, and I think we've had huge success in sport in Donegal, and I think the LYIT has played a huge role in that, and many, many successful individuals have come through the LYIT. It's now one of the most popular colleges in the country because of the huge success that they have in sport. And I suppose for us as a council, it's important that we play our role as well in the development of that, because sport's a big part of what we are in the county. And it's great to see that the LYIT has been innovative in Knocknamona and going ahead with this development.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in store.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, excuse me. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Champions League soccer news, and Liverpool goalkeeper Alisson has been ruled out of next Wednesday's last 16 second leg with Atletico Madrid. The Brazilian is suffering from a hip muscle injury, which will also see him miss tomorrow's Premier League visit with Bournemouth to Anfield. It's another blow to Jurgen Klopp, whose side have lost three of their last four games in all competitions, is hoping to be back for the Everton derby on March 16th. And better news, Captain Jordan Henderson could return for the visit of Atletico. Finn Harps and Dundalk will look to bounce back from their defeats last weekend when they meet this evening in the SSE Artistry League Premier Division at Finn Park. Jeremy Doherty will have live updates as from the 8 o'clock kickoff. The champions Dundalk are expected to give the Harps defence a stern test tonight. Former Harps player Joe Boyle has been impressed by how the backline has played so far this campaign.
I like the look of the three centre-backs there that played against Derry and against Sligo. Siddiqui and Shane McElhenney has come in alongside Sam Todd, and you know, they have good balance there. You know, they've got Sam on the left and McElhenney played on the right, and Siddiqui in the middle. They're big, strong lads, good in the air and you know, good defending. And you know, in the Derry match, I was really impressed when Shane McElhenney was playing there, where he really did defend well up until he got injured. And Webster then outside, and Webster's come in, and I have to say he's been impressive in the matches as well, where he's done really well.
Derry City are on the road at Waterford this evening. Derry boss Declan Devine knows getting back-to-back wins will be tough.
Fantastic. We got 3 points last week, but the key now is, can you go and get another 3 points? It's very difficult. We done one there last year. We threw away a 2-1 lead with 30 seconds left in the game. We took a lead down there the last time and conceded a poor goal at the back post from a corner. So we done one in the RSE last year, and we know it's going to be extremely difficult down there this year because they're spitting a bit of fire as well. They've been disappointed to lose their last two, but they also showed a lot of quality when they went to St Pat's on 1-1-0.
Elsewhere tonight, there's a Dublin derby between Bohemians and Shelburne at Dalymount Park, and Cork City make the trip to St Patrick's Athletic. Also at senior level on the soccer front, in the Irish League Premiership this weekend, Institute are on the road. They're heading to play Crusaders. Coleraine, of course, who closed the gap at the top to 4 points midweek, are at Ballymena United. And the leaders, Linfield, also on the road at Carrick Rangers. In Gaelic games, Dublin will play in the Leinster Under-20 football final tonight. The Dubs face Laois in what is a repeat of last year's provincial decider. The winner, of course, will go through to play the winners of Ulster. That decider is on tomorrow afternoon. A 3 o'clock start in Clonus for Donegal against Tyrone. We'll have full live match commentary with Jeremy Doherty and Gary McDade tomorrow. Extra time if necessary in that game to decide the winner. Tyrone are the defending champions, while Donegal are contesting the under 20 final for the first time since the change of age grades 3 years ago. Coming up, we'll hear from Tyrone captain Anton Fox. But first, here's Donegal's Aaron Doherty.
This is where we wanted to be at the start of the year. Our aim was to get to the Ulster final because we knew we had the players. We knew we had what it took to get there, and after two tough battles there against Monaghan and Down, we're raring to go now for Saturday. We know Tyrone are a top team now. They won the under 17 All Ireland at this age group, and they have a few top players there like Dara Canavan and Tiernan Quinn. So we know we have to be at the top of our game on Saturday and keep them men quiet. And we know they'll have a good tight defence and trying to keep us out as much as they can. So we'll have to come with our A game if we have any chance of getting over the line on Saturday.
People thought Monaghan were the favourites, but look, Donegal grounded out and they're there on Saturday, and that's who we're going to face. Whatever we need to do, we don't pass much remarks on them. Mm. Just what we can do and how we can improve in the last game.
It'll be big to win two in a row.
Look, it'll be good, but some of the players weren't there last year and it's not two in a row for them, so we're here to make our own history, not live on last year's success.
That's Tyrone captain Anton Fox, and before that, Donegal's Aaron Doherty ahead of that under 20 final tomorrow. Donegal and Tyrone are also going to meet in a number of other inter-county clashes tomorrow. They meet in the minor league in Ballybuffet at 12 o'clock, and after that at 2 o'clock, it's Donegal against Tyrone in the under 16 league as well. Now to hurling. There's a big match this weekend involving Donegal as they seek out promotion. It's the Division 3A final of the National Hurling League in Carrickmore. Armagh are taking on Donegal. In the league campaign, Armagh are the only side to defeat Donegal this season. Donegal bounced back with 4 consecutive victories. They're looking to continue that form into the final, where the winner gets promoted to Division 2B. Donegal captain Sean McVeigh says they need to be playing at a higher level.
You want to be playing at the higher level, like you want to be playing against top teams, and I suppose we had a taste for it, as you said, over the last few years, and you're playing against the likes of Kildare and Derry and Down, and the standard literally is really, really high, and that's where you want to test yourself. You want to test yourself at the highest level possible, and it's the same for the Armagh lads as well. They were up there a couple of years before us as well, so they'll be itching to get back. But like any hurler, you want to play at the highest level you possibly can. You just want to test yourself, and look, that's the prize at the end of the day on Sunday, so that's what we'll be going after.
Well, the race for the president-elect of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association concludes this weekend, with a former Donegal senior manager Micheál Nochtain one of 3 men who's battling for the position. Micheál has held every position within Ladies GA in the county on the sidelines, or indeed be it on the executive board. The other two names are Liam McDonough from Sligo and Dublin's Dominic Laois. The successor to Marie Hickey will be elected on a 3-year term this weekend in Loughrea in County Galway. Well, speaking of ladies football, Maxie Curran's Donegal side are back in action this coming Sunday. They're fighting relegation at the bottom of Division 1, but they've got a tall order this weekend against a highly fancied Cork side. That match is in Ballyshannon, and it gets underway at 1 o'clock. A run of three consecutive bogeys has seen Graham McDowell drop back to 2 under on day two of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Rory McIlroy will tee off at Bay Hill from 6 under at 5:45, and he's still the man to catch. Padraig Harrington goes out around now from 2 over par. Katie Taylor will face Amanda Serrano on May 2nd in what's been called the biggest women's fight of all time. Taylor is the undisputed lightweight world champion, while Serrano's held belts in 7 different weight classes. The fight will be the co-main event at the Manchester Arena, along with Dylan White's heavyweight contest with Alexander Povetkin. In cricket, Ireland were beaten earlier today by Afghanistan in the first T20 International after rain cut short this morning's match in what represented the 1,000th match for an Irish men's team. They lost by 11 runs in the Duckworth-Lewis method. Finally, in athletics, there'll be quite a few Donegal competitors hoping for All-Ireland medals this weekend. The All-Ireland Schools cross-country finals are on in Santry in Dublin tomorrow, and then it's the turn of the National Masters Indoors Championships. That's at Athlone IT on Sunday. Big Donegal representation heading in that direction, and again hoping for medals. That's it, Donal. Our next studio sport is tomorrow afternoon, just after the 2 o'clock news. In the meantime, don't forget updates tonight from Fun Harps against Dundalk. It's at Finn Park, kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Washing. Retired healthcare workers may be asked to come back to help deal with the coronavirus outbreak. Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, has been given an update this evening, saying the government does not believe that large gatherings such as the St. Patrick's Day celebrations should be cancelled. He's also stressed that banning flights coming from Italy to stop the spread of the virus would not be effective.
What we may have to do is ask people who are retired healthcare professionals to come back into service. If there are significant pressures on our health service in the weeks ahead, we're going to do some work on that over the next couple of days. And also by Monday, we should have a clear solution on what we're going to do in providing income supports to workers who are asked to self-isolate.
Agus an ish an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Séabhar mahas a Colm Ferriter an seol na príomhscéalta. Rinne chostú gaeilge a chuirle chonda i gúin an all i gcóir leis na chostú gaeilge. Scolaireachtaí gaeltachta le freastal ar chostú gaeilge saoirí le linn an tauri a bhreanú le linn na seaartaine. Cuir na scolaireachtaí ar fáil de ghaeltaí as an chonda. Bhreanú trochas a ceathair scolaireachtaí ar fad agus íocfar na táillí ar fad faoin scéim. Tá imeachtaí limistéar plánal le teanga tuaisceart dún an all fógríthe le haghaidh seartain na gaeilge a reáchtáil thar idir an leatha nuachan agus an trí ola déag de mí mharta le maidin caife tráin i gceist siúlóid thróiríthe a dráma de chuid nóla galartha maia rant session rant agus danta agus carcal chóra ilig ar chláir na féile teiliú olas ag an onad céimin dhíor sna dúnamh. Agus de chláir cumsaithe beartaithe de deireadh seartain na gaeilge ag aislann rana fáiste am líana le ceiliarú clubban na óige thuar conal a chur tús leis an éile a réir agus bé na comórtais afraisireachta ealaíne agus scríbhneoireachta a reáchtáil mar is go raibh chomh maith. Agus bé ithe ainneol ón san aislann teiliú eolas ag aislann rana fáiste. Tá éile scoldrámaíochta a ráist a ríist am líana idir an deún agus de mát an ní agus a deú le an seaartan seo thugaín ag áhalán gídóir agus a choran líonra letir cean fáilte roibh phobal letir cean freistal ar heisiún chóirlachan phoblaí a reáchtalthair ar an deú le a mí márta ag Dillon's Hotel an letir cean déanthar plé ar an dréacht plán teanga atá olmhithe Don Valla agus an cantar magúirt táthar ag súil go mé teiliú ancur ag an pobl sa cantar sol ar gortaí an plán fuihráid ar an ghéalteachta. Agus tá líonra ag reáchtáil ras le gaeilge ar an saharn an ceathrú le déag ag Páirc an Valla an Leitir Cenan agus tá an cláirú an ag an ní a chlog agus bé an seisiún teilí an comáid Jadoni Begshaw an Artul La Igan Silver Tassi Ijira 3 agus a Kuiga Clog Trinona. Agus ta emakti shartinya nigeliga fogriha don tra buen foster condi chiroin le pop-up geltukt agus session kyol re parka agus te agus play elig ektardu and shin komai. Shin mahodse eligulier slan agus banakt.
Got a mahagath column. Well, the forecast, it'll become cloudy tonight with scattered outbreaks of light rain or drizzle, lowest temperatures 1 to 3 degrees Celsius before midnight. There'll be a slight Slight risk of frost, but temperatures will rise overnight as cloud thickens. South to southwest winds will be mostly light to moderate at first. They'll strengthen in the west overnight. Tomorrow, a mild, breezy and mostly cloudy day with some patchy light rain or drizzle in the morning. More persistent rain in the afternoon. Heavy at times. It'll be breezy with fresh to strong and gusty south to southwest winds. Mild in the afternoon. Highest temperatures 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Looking at the main stories, and the Health Minister Simon Harris has warned individual countries can't go it alone when trying to tackle coronavirus. Simon Harris was speaking after a meeting of EU health ministers in Brussels. Meanwhile, the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald has said today she will not travel to the US for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The party's deputy leader Michelle O'Neill will visit the US on a short trip instead. Ireland's economy was the fastest growing in Europe in 2019. GDP was up 5.5%. However, economist Dermot O'Leary says there's a lot of uncertainty facing the economy now, particularly in respect of coronavirus. Gardaí and Donegal are trying to trace a pleasure boat stolen from Kill Dunfanaghy this week. They believe Margaret, a 24-foot long white pleasure boat with a blue rim and a Volvo engine, may have been taken between 7 and 11 last night. Our next news is at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 6th of March. The death has taken place of May Devine, 14, Coleman Fold, Strabane, formerly of Moorlook Road, Glenmornan. Her remains will repose at the Devine family home, 123 Moorlook Road, Glenmornan, from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30, for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Michael McDade, 188 Lisnefin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Ballymacgory. His remains will repose at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Aidan Langan, Beachlands, Malone Road, Belfast. Aidan's remains will leave his late home on Monday morning at 9 o'clock to arrive at St Bridget's Church, 42 Derryvogie Avenue, Belfast, for Requiem Mass at 9:30. Funeral afterwards to St Mary's Church Cemetery, Fanavalti, County Donegal, for committal at 3 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Friends of the Cancer Centre, Belfast City Hospital, care of O'Kane's Funeral Directors, Belfast. The death has occurred of William Armstrong, 40, Ardmacool, Stranorlar. His remains will repose at his home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Monday afternoon at 1:30 for a service of thanksgiving in Stranorlar Parish Church at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Bolton, 34, Mourne Park, Newton Stewart. Margaret's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45 for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in St Eugene's Church, Glenock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Sidney Carlin, née Hagen, 12, Cashland Court, Castle Finn, and formerly of Claddy. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of Lifford Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bernadette Detta Anderson, formerly Byrne, née Gallagher, 15, Alexander Place, Strabane, formerly of Conyborough, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Moorlook, Lifford, at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Derek McFeely, 26, Briar Hill, Grey Steel, County Derry.
Funeral from his residence on Sunday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Star of the Sea Church, Fawn Vale. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has occurred of Kathleen McMonagall, Nate Doherty, Stranahappa, Fintan. Her remains will repose at the Chapel of Rest, Archview Nursing Home, Letterkenny, until rosary this evening at 8 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. until removal at 4:30 to St. Columbkills Church, Fintan, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 9:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Ian McCormick, Gerrards Way, Mallon Road, Carndonagh, and formerly of Paisley, Scotland. His remains are en route to his late residence this evening. Removal from there on Sunday to St. Patrick's Church, Ahatlay, Mallon, for Mass at 10:30, followed by interment in Lag Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Kenny Boggs, 28 Castlegrange Park, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Northwest Cancer Centre, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.